strange adventure. I was a young man when I first visited the Republic of Haiti and heard the strange story of the man who built the haunted citadel of La Ferrière. A brilliant tropic moon shone over the jungle as old Hector Bonai and I sat upon the veranda of his plantation home. The planter poured cool drinks, then settled back comfortably in his chair.
So, my boy, you have come recently from New Orleans, n'est-ce pas? I was there long ago. It all comes back to me like a dream. Like a pretty dream. Not like the awful dream that built that thing up there on the mountain.
You mean the citadel?
Oui. You see that great bare wall gleaming in the moonlight on top of that peak? That is a silent tribute to the cruelest, most ambitious tyrant the West Indies has ever known. Henri Christophe. That battleship on a mountain was built by a dream of fear so strong that it destroyed a nation and caused the death of thousands of innocent men and women. Henri Christophe was the third in a strange trio of leaders self-destined to carry on the work of the Black Kingdom that had been wrested from France. He became greedy for power, and with his mad lust came a more maddening fear. Fear that the French would retake the island and revenge the deaths of their countrymen. Fear that he would not always be able to hold sway over his subjects. As Henri's fear grew, his will to build a strong and safe refuge for himself and his family grew also. So, the great fortress was built on one of the highest peaks in the island. Thousands of men died on the way, but every stone reached its appointed place. Later came the heavy bronze cannon and the mountains of cannonballs and gunpowder. Soldiers were garrisoned here, and a lavish apartment was built for the king.
Did Christophe live at the citadel?
No, not very much. He had a long tunnel built connecting the fort with his palace of Sans Souci for his escape in case of attack. As Henri's fear grew, his power over his subjects diminished. At last, rebellion flared in the land, and a howling, pillaging mob battered at the door of the palace. Henri, his crippled, almost helpless body shaken with terror, staggered toward the secret passage that led to the citadel, realizing he had little chance to escape. Just as the yelling mob burst through the door, Henri Christophe raised the pistol to his head and fired. His last friends lifted the limp body and fled along the passage to the fortress. An open lime pit lay in the middle of the courtyard, and they dropped Henri's body into it. It became the grave of the man who had destroyed himself as he had destroyed thousands of others because he was an ambitious failure.
That's rather a miserable fate for a king, wasn't it?
Oui. And they say the ghost of Henri Christophe still walks the dark corridors and parades about the courtyard. Up there where the wind blows and the moss spreads over the great walls into the dank, dead passages.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Murder in the Mine, our next tale of strange adventures.